They overpowered us. Only Private Shelton and I made it out of the cemetery alive. I radioed for air support. We lost six that night. Six. Torn to pieces within minutes. Under my command. I'll never forget their screams. I'll never forget their faces.
Oh dear, our time is up. Look at that.
Tell me, Doctor, am I going crazy?
Of course not, dear boy. You're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It's quite common among you lads. The symptoms can occur even years later. Of course you blame yourself for the death of your men. These insurgents...
I don't think they were insurgents.
Oh, really? What were they?
In Pashto, they called them Skasa. Spectres.
Oh, that's just too much. Do you mean to tell me you now believe in Oriental folktales?
No. Of course not.
The fog of war, my lad. PTSD can lead to rather vivid hallucinations. And no doubt your recent experiences in Middlesbrough triggered those symptoms in you. The train crash, inhaling those awful, awful chemicals.
Do you really think that's what happened in Middlesbrough?
Mr. Sinclair, as human beings, we are endowed with free will. You can believe that you suffered trauma, or you can believe that the spirits of the dead are returning from their graves. Which is it, Mr. Sinclair?
You've been a great help, Doctor.
Oh, splendid. I'll build the department then, as usual. Oh, and...
Yes?
I'm prescribing you a stiff antidepressant. Exactly what you need, my boy.
What I need, Doctor, is a stiff drink. Good day. There is a darkness that is more than an absence of light. It's a living thing. It takes you completely. A presence that you can feel. And for the last 6 months, I've been feeling nothing else. My name is John Sinclair. I work for Scotland Yard, Special Division.